Dear Christians, for your Lord is doing the very same thing. When he said yesterday that it is finished, he really did mean it. There's nothing else that needs to be done. The law has gotten its man. Sin has been punished. Wrath has all been poured out. Death has already done its worst and is now left quaking in the tomb because it knows that it is about to be undone in only a few short hours. Even the demons are trembling in complete and total fear. They thought that they had won. They thought that God was dead, and that was the end of it. It's funny, in a strange sort of way, that Satan couldn't understand that what happened last night was the fulfillment of what had already been promised so long ago. Did he really think that with his little fangs striking the heel of the fruit of Eve's womb, that would be enough to win the day? Did he think that God had lied, or that he would somehow be able to escape from having his head crushed? To be honest, I don't have the answer to those questions. Most probably, the truth of the matter is that Satan could do nothing other than to work to his own demise. He was told by God how he would be defeated, and then, wouldn't you know it, he was defeated in that very same way. He failed to stop the coming of his conqueror in Bethlehem through Herod. He gave it his best shot in the wilderness through all of those temptations. He whipped up the crowds of yesterday, took hold of Judas's heart as well, made darn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed Christ's fate, or at least he thought so. But alas, it was all for nothing. God works eternal good through all things, and nowhere is that seen more true than on the cross. Stupid, silly, little Satan and all of his ignorant little demons, they're overcome in weakness and completely undone by foolishness. And so it is this night that they're preached to by the Lord of life. And oh, what a sermon that would have been. What does it sound like? Is Jesus just standing amidst the busted down gates of hell, recounting all of the prophetic promises of old? Does he start with Genesis and recount the flood, move on to Abraham and then to the Exodus, retell of the devil's failure with Job and then conclude with the fiery furnace? Does Jesus just say those simple words that he screamed from the cross, "It is finished," or does he just stand there silently in complete and glorious victory while the demons cower, jaws dropped in utter disbelief that they are doomed for all eternity? I suppose it doesn't even matter. Whatever the case, there's no victory celebration this evening for them, for tonight begins the victory parade of our Lord. And yes, it's a little bit subdued, of course, this evening, for the body of Christ is still taking its much-deserved rest, but the angels are tuning up their trumpets, the heavenly hosts are unfurling their banners. Tomorrow is a big day. It's the biggest one, in fact, bigger than even the day in which God breathed the breath of life into Adam, for tomorrow is the day in which the new Adam will draw his first breath from the depths of the tomb, and death itself will die. So sleep well, dear Christians, this very night, for your Lord is soundly doing the same. For the one who sleeps soundly is the one who knows that all will be okay in the morning. The one who sleeps soundly is the one who knows that all sins have been paid for. The one who sleeps soundly is the one who knows that Satan's head has forever been nailed to the foot of that cross. The one who sleeps soundly is the one who is certain that the grave is just a bed for the one who is in Christ, but it is the eternal unresting place for death itself. For tomorrow, the stone will be rolled away from the tomb of our Lord, and all that will be left inside are the burial cloths that now cover death itself. Oh, my dear Christians, this Easter vigil, close your eyes in peaceful slumber. Lay your head down on the pillow, knowing tomorrow everything will be made new. Sleep the sleep of promised victory, eternal salvation, everlasting life. For Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.